From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says step one of his budget plan is to rein in discretionary spending, and step two is to make reforms in entitlement programs and taxes that he says will require strong bipartisan cooperation. In a rundown of the more than $3.7 trillion budget he submitted to Congress yesterday, Mr. Obama said there's a way to make effective changes in Social Security, for example, without slashing payments. But he says changes to Medicare and Medicaid will be more difficult, requiring compromise from Democrats and Republicans. At the same news conference today, President Obama defended his administration's handling of the protests in Egypt, where a revolt ousted longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak last week. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports a president argues that the U.S. was always on the right side of history.
President Obama said the U.S. was never able to control events in Cairo, that this was always in the hands of the Egyptian people.
We sent out a very clear message that we believed in an orderly transition, a meaningful transition, and a transition that needed to happen not later, but sooner. And we were consistent on that message throughout.
He said evidence that the message was successful comes from Egypt's peaceful transition with little violence and little anti-American sentiment. Speaking about other growing protests in the Mideast, he condemned governments that use violence against demonstrators and said people must have freedom of speech and assembly. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Tunisia is lifting its curfew but extending its state of emergency. A month after deadly protests that forced the country's long-ruling president out, the government says it's still concerned about security. A panel convened by the National Academy of Sciences concludes that the FBI and Justice Department overstated the certainty of the scientific evidence in their investigation of the anthrax attacks that killed five people a decade ago. But NPR's Joe Palko reports the committee did not say investigators were wrong in concluding that Army researcher Bruce Ivins was responsible for the attacks.
Four letters containing spores of anthrax bacteria were mailed in late 2001. The FBI launched what it calls one of the largest and most complex investigations in the history of law enforcement. In 2007, the agency built a circumstantial case against Ivins, a scientist who worked on anthrax. The case relied on scientific evidence linking the anthrax strain found in Ivins' lab with the one found in the letters. The committee did not say that link was unreasonable, but rather that it wasn't definitive. Ivins took an overdose of medications and died in 2008. The Justice Department closed the case last year. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
New York, Connecticut, and Vermont are suing federal regulators for extending the amount of time nuclear waste is stored at the nation's nuclear power plants from 30 to 60 years. This is NPR. A diplomatic spat between France and Mexico over the fate of a French prisoner is intensifying. Mexico says it's pulling out of the Year of Mexico cultural festival in France. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley says the prisoner incident is damaging relations between two countries that usually get along well.
The row centers on a 36-year-old French woman who was sentenced to 60 years in jail in 2009 in Mexico after being found guilty of kidnapping, possession of weapons, and consorting with criminals. Paris claims that Florence Cassé's highly publicized arrest in 2005 and her trial were suspect, but Mexico says there was no miscarriage of justice and resents French meddling in the affair. Mexico's decision to pull out of the Mexican Cultural Festival followed French President Nicolas Sarkozy's declaration that he would dedicate the prestigious year-long event to prisoner Florence Cassé. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Egypt's banned Muslim Brotherhood says it plans to form a political party. The group, which was part of the uprising that ousted President Hosni Mubarak Friday, announced today it would wait until democracy was established. Egypt is under the rule of the military, which formed a panel to make the first changes to the country's constitution. The panel has 10 days to issue new language that would pave the way for democratic elections later this year. The New York Stock Exchange's parent company is joining forces with Frankfurt's Deutsche Börse to create the largest financial exchange owner in the world. Deutsche Börse shareholders will own 60% of the new company. The remainder will be under shareholders for Euronext. The deal still requires approval from shareholders and regulators. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.